You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Francis, some of the biggest animals in the ocean at the moment, I say at the moment like there's one that hasn't been discovered, possibly.
Who knows?
Yes, manta rays.
Yeah, they're pretty cool animals, actually, and I learned a lot about them this morning because after 8 years of research, a rare manta ray nursery has been confirmed in the Raja Ampat Islands in Indonesia by a team of researchers at the University of Auckland. As our planet changes, work being done to monitor and conserve all kinds of endangered species is critical. The manta rays are, as you say, Joe, pretty incredible animals, but I'll leave it up to expert Edie to tell you about that in our interview. His team's research is the most comprehensive description to date of the manta ray anywhere, and it's prompting the Indonesian government to take extra measures to protect the area. The species has a special link with manta rays that hang out in the Hauraki Gulf nearby to us. This morning, Eddie and I caught up to chat about the rays, Steve Irwin, and his work on this research project. Here we are now. So to start off, can I ask where your interest in the manta ray began?
So it was actually 10 years ago when I was working in the area in West Papua. At the time, I encountered with the manta rays, a small baby. At the time, I was curious what was that, and because that the first time I saw the manta ray, I asked my colleagues, and then actually, in the area, there are lots of manta rays, and those manta rays are understudied. Not many people study about them. And as Indonesian and really interested in doing research, so I asked myself why I don't do research on this understudied species, especially in Indonesia.
Yeah, and what are some of your favorite things about the species? Maybe for people who don't know what they look like, could you explain what they are as an animal?
So they are like a flat shark, basically. So they are, still have a connection with shark, but they have very, very large body. There are two species of manta rays known to date, a reef manta rays and oceanic manta rays. The one that I study is a reef manta ray. They can grow up to 5 meters in wingspan, so you can imagine how big it is in the full size. And they are a very unique species because they have the largest brain-to-body ratio among all fish. So they're basically smart fish. And then they always move forward. They're always swimming so that they can breathe. So I think not many people know about that fact that they always swim to keep them alive. And then they also don't have sting. So it's very safe to swim or to dive with the manta rays. A lot of people thought that they have sting like stingrays killed Steve Irwin a number of years ago.
Oh, that's fascinating. So they're quite safe for tourists to swim with then?
Yeah, exactly. So they don't have any dangerous stuff from their body. They're huge, but they're actually very friendly. Because they are smart, they can actually like observing you when you're diving or when you're swimming with them. They like approaching human in the water, and even the baby. I would say the baby or the animals that if they never seen human, they will be interested in checking us, come close by, and then turn around, circling us like that, just like questioning, "Who are you? What kind of fish are you?" Here because I've never seen you before, something like that.
Oh wow, they sound like a completely fascinating and beautiful species. Hey, why don't you tell me a little bit about your own research? I believe the reef manta ray is endangered and you've been working for over 8 years to locate the nursery. Do you want to tell me a little bit about that process and what you've discovered?
So the research on the nursery is part of the bigger project on understanding the movement ecology and population dynamics of manta rays in West Papua. So we're trying to reveal the secret life of the species. The one that I study is reef manta, is actually vulnerable to extinction. So it's different conservation status to oceanic manta that we have here in New Zealand. They are listed as endangered species. In terms of the nursery in Waiak Lagoon, back in 2013, we worked with local community, and they reported to us that they saw baby mantis, small mantis swimming on the surface in the lagoon, and our team, our research team, went there to check if there were baby mantis. And yeah, they were there. At the time, we started doing surveys, collecting photo ID of the manta rays. I'm not sure if you're familiar with photo ID.
Yeah, well, why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, every individual of manta ray, they have a unique spot pattern on their belly. So it's like our fingerprints. So by taking the photo of every individual, we can then compare the photos to see if this photo of this animal is different to the animals in other photos. That's one of the main methods that we use. And then in the 2014, we deployed one satellite tag to see if they're actually, like, to see how far they move, if they are staying in the lagoon or they also went out to explore the open ocean. And then at that time we had an initial conclusion that the area is potentially a manta nursery. Starting from 2014, we continued our effort to do the survey, and in 2019 and 2020, until last year actually, we put a lot of effort using acoustic telemetry to basically track them to see if they stay in the lagoon for longer period. And we found that they actually stay in the lagoon continuously every day, 24 hours for 4 months. But in general, they stay in the lagoon for up to 15 months to 24 months, so basically 2 years continuously. Sometimes they went out to check foraging ground outside of the area as well.
So you've discovered this nursery in Indonesia. What is the connection with New Zealand and the university here in your sort of research?
So in New Zealand, I'm also part of the research team with Conservation International Aotearoa and Manta Watch New Zealand and Department of Conservation as well. So we work on understanding the understudied oceanic manta rays. It's endangered species in New Zealand. At the moment, it's data deficient, so we don't know much about this. We started this project since 2017 or 2019 when we started the full survey on that, like a more comprehensive one. And during our survey, we found courtship behavior when male manta rays, they chase females for mating. And then we also saw lots of pregnant females, big ones. So we assume that the manta rays, the oceanic manta rays, they probably give birth in New Zealand waters, because we thought that it's almost impossible for the pregnant females to carry on their babies when they're still pregnant to migrate north to Fiji or to Tonga in tropical water when the water gets cold starting in March, April.
Okay. I believe your innovation of a drone was pretty important for monitoring the rays in Indonesia. Could you tell me a little bit about that? Maybe when you got the idea to fly that drone and how it changed your research?
So at the time, we used drones in 2019 to only for spotting and counting the manta rays from a drone. But then we had the idea of using drones for measuring the size of manta rays, because often we only estimate or guesstimate the size of the animals, and that we have lots of bias on that because different people will have different estimates, as you know. And so I inspired by the whale researchers that they use drones to measure whales, and that's why we developed the methods using a simple approach, using a PVC pipe, floating PVC pipe as a reference. And that turns out really, really easy and quick to get an accurate measurement of the manta rays without needing to get into the water. But sometimes it can be like a may disturb their behavior of the animals, yeah.
So that's just a length of PVC pipe that you just sort of get from Bunnings, and then you send that out into the water and and measure the size from there. Oh, that's fascinating.
Yeah, it's a simple one, like, but we have to know exactly the measurement. So it's a known PVC, known length PVC pipe. We use 1 meter or 2 meters, taking photo of the mens ray and the PVC pipe in the same frame. We can then generate or estimate the size based on the size of PVC pipe. Yeah.
Oh, amazing! That's simple but effective. That's very cool.
Yeah, I tested that on oceanic mantis in the Horoki Gulf as well, and it worked. In our team here, we plan to do some more intensive work on using drones to measure the size of oceanic mantis in here, because often it's difficult to be in the water with oceanic manta in a blue water. Yeah, they're just fast swimming animals. It's almost impossible to swim and catch up with them. So using drones will be really, really helpful to get that. From the drone, we can actually know the sex of the manta ray as well, and to see the maturity of the animal. Yeah, so it's not just measuring, but also knowing the sex and the maturity stage.
And what does your work mean for the future of the species, both those in Indonesia and the oceanic mantas as well?
At the moment, as you know, both species are listed as endangered and vulnerable species. Their population are declining globally. Yeah, one of my research is evaluating the effectiveness of conservation efforts that the Indonesian government has put in place for 8 years. Yeah, basically using the method that we use, we want to know if the population is declining or stable or increasing. Some other findings like the nursery can help us to develop better management first approach to protect the not only the population but also the habitats that the manta ray use and that are important for their life stage.
Can I ask finally, if anyone listening to this is lucky enough to be out on their boat in the Horoki Gulf and they spot a manta ray, which would be an oceanic manta ray, I imagine, can they report that sighting to add to that fingerprint photo ID list?
Yeah, exactly. That's actually what we need. The project here in the Horoki Gulf or in New Zealand waters, we need more people in the water as a citizen scientist to spot the manta rays, to get into the water, to get photo ID of them. So if they happen to get photos and even just the sighting of the animals, please report to mantawatchnz.org.
Fantastic. And we will link that on the podcast just in case people do happen to be out and spot a manta ray, which would be very cool indeed. That was Eddie Setiawan, researcher at the University of Auckland, talking with me about his discovery of a manta ray nursery. There's a great video on YouTube with drone shots of the rays, which is pretty easy to find if you're interested.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.